What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And again, the toll-free number is going to be here next week sometime, I've been assured. If you want to join us on the air, the numbers to call in are 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, and 512-716-1897. If you get a recording, it means the phone line is busy. You can try a different number or wait a few minutes and call back in again. We're talking about Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. Back in 2012, he faced a recall election over his handling of the collapse of public pension funds following the collapse of Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud in 2008. And the public workers were very unhappy. They stormed the state capitol. There was a recall election that he just barely survived. Now we're seeing this story coming out of RINF.com, where documents released to The Guardian in Great Britain are calling into question the fact that Walker and his supporters may have engaged in questionable, possibly illegal fundraising using dark money to hold on to his office. And here's another good one, okay? Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and the GOP-controlled legislature approved a measure aimed at retroactively shielding paint makers from liability for lead paint laws. After the billionaire owner of a lead producer contributed $750,000 to a political group that provided crucial support to Walker and Republicans in those recall elections. Wisconsin had laws that fined lead paint makers for damages caused by lead paint. And during the recall election, they got a donation from a lead producer and changed the laws to say, no, you can't sue the paint makers anymore. It's all for sale. It's all for sale. All right, so let's turn to the war zones here. Syrian terrorist groups, meaning the U.S.-backed rebels, have opened fire at Russian army soldiers north of Aleppo that are there to protect the road that is supposed to be bringing humanitarian aid into the city. And basically, these U.S.-backed terror groups have already said they're not going to comply with the Syria ceasefire deal. And it goes even worse than that. Russia Today is reporting the U.S. is failing to deliver on the Syria ceasefire deal, and they want all the details classified to show the world what the U.S. said they were going to do and wound up not doing at all. In fact, the Russian military says Damascus, meaning Assad, is the only party that's following the agreement at this point. Now, we have seen emerge from declassified State Department documents, leaked emails, Hillary's emails, over and over and over again. It's been confirmed that the U.S. was arming and supplying and training Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And a lot of people are looking at that as possibly being treasonous activity to provide aid and comfort to an enemy during a declared war on terror. So Wolfowitz is out there again trying to do the projection thing, saying the U.S. didn't create ISIS. Oh, no, 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 no. Bashar al-Assad created ISIS. And obviously that's why ISIS is in Syria trying to remove Bashar al-Assad. Right, Paul? They're just out there saying whatever they think they can get away with, and they don't even care if it makes sense anymore. And it has to. For propaganda to work, it has to produce a coherent, believable, self-consistent alternative reality to supplant the real world. Then people will fall for it. Unfortunately for the government and fortunately for the American people, most of this stuff coming on out is the product of advertising agencies and public relations groups who institutionally don't think beyond the end of a given campaign. After 30 seconds, 60 seconds, a week for a campaign, it all goes out the window and they start over with a new idea. And that's why people are saying, wait a minute, this stuff is not making sense with what we were told a month ago. And the attitude of the U.S. government is, forget what you were told a month ago. No, 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 no. Now you need to know that this. And it doesn't work that way in the real world. I spent a lot of years in advertising. The early part of my career in computer animation was in advertising because only advertising had that kind of money in the early days of computer animation. And I got to see a lot of how this stuff works. And they're blowing it, which is good for us, bad for them. Now, there's another article out of Counterpunch talking about why are we in Syria anyway. And according to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he is basically saying that the decision to remove Bashar al-Assad and replace him with a U.S. puppet goes back to the moment Bashar al-Assad rejected the Qatari pipeline. And that was back in 2009, and as soon as Assad said, I don't want this pipeline, he became a target. Same thing with the Taliban up in Afghanistan. A consortium of oil companies wanted an oil pipeline at a cheap price. The Taliban said, well, no, we're going to charge you fair market value for the pipeline right of way. And this oil cartel consortium went to Congress and said, it's going to be cheaper for us if you just invade the place. And one of the people on this oil company consortium representing UNOCAL was Hamid Karzai, who, following the U.S. intervention in Afghanistan, became the puppet ruler of Afghanistan, El Presidente de UNOCAL. We're going to take a moment here to shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking about the various wars and war zones and the real reasons behind all this bloodshed and grief and horror and misery all over the planet. And it's all about money. It's all about oil revenues. It's all about protecting the U.S. dollar. And they're perfectly happy to just send your kids off to be killed and crippled by the millions if need be. Now, Argentina has called for high-level talks with Britain about the Falklands over at the United Nations. And this goes back to what I think is probably an example of chest thumping. The Falklands just aren't that big a deal. But Great Britain says they're ours, and Argentina says they're ours, and they actually fought a war over that back in the 80s. And now they're reopening that particular situation all over again. There's not much in the Falklands outside of sheep. All right, well, if you're an American taxpayer, you're probably going to be delighted to know that you're going to be paying even more money in the future to keep apartheid alive over there in Israel. They've reached this deal for the $38 billion over 10 years, and this is the largest foreign aid deal the U.S. has ever made for Israel to buy weapons to use on Palestinians, and it still isn't enough. Senator Lindsey Graham is out there saying it's not enough. We have to take more money away from the American people and give it to Israel. Let's just shut down a few schools. Yeah, we don't need that bridge to be repaired. You know, people can just drive slowly across it. We've got to give all of our money to Israel. Lindsey, you've got a checkbook. Dip into your own pocket for a change. Man, oh man. We got to get these Israel firsters out of our government. We really, really do. Now then, over in Ohio, there is a former mayor, Richard Keenan. He was mayor of Hubbard, Ohio between 2010 and 2011. He's been indicted on 8 counts of rape and 12 counts of attempted rape and gross sexual imposition involving a 4-year-old girl. She was 4 when he started. And he's literally out there saying it was her fault. She was a willing participant. Yeah, at 4 years old. We're going to believe that one. Now, he's pleading not guilty to the criminal charges, but he admitted what he'd done to his wife, his pastor, a social worker, and his brother and sister-in-law. Now, I wonder if this guy is on antidepressants or he's just being a typical politician. I mean, that is just absolutely infuriating. I have no understanding and no sympathy for people who engage in such behavior. Okay, there is now fresh Syrian fire hits the Israeli-held Golan. This is coming out of the Daily Star, and they're trying to spin this from the point of view of Israel. How dare the Syrians shell us just because we stole part of the Golan? What's wrong with those people? And that's exactly what they're saying. The Golan Heights belong to Syria. Israel invaded and occupied. There's been talk about annexing it. And how dare the Syrians decide that maybe they want to not be annexed down there in the Golan. Israel is now bombing the Gaza Strip yet again to prove how butch they are. There were three strikes against the areas of the Gaza Strip. And they didn't even have a reason for it. They just went ahead and did it to prove how butch they are. Let's take a phone call here. Rodney in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It's Andy.
Okay, well, it's that mutant hamster. He gets lazy on the keyboard.
Hey, no, I wanted to ask you, you're a knowledgeable person and whatnot. I just wanted to ask you, where did George Soros get his fortune?
You know, I have to be honest, I don't know, but I know he's got a big chunk of it, and I don't know whether part of it was inherited or not. At this point, I really don't care. I mean, he's obviously, played the game very well in Wall Street. My concern is Soros and every other billionaire who think having that kind of money grants them a right to treat this planet and the people on it as their personal playthings, whether it's George Soros or Bill Gates or these other people.
Well, let's give this some thought, okay? Once we went to fiat currency, I mean, the central bank could just punch some buttons on the computer and give money to anyone. And yes. George Soros happens to be a very good instigator of crime and whatnot. Do you think that's possibly where he got his money? I mean, that's kind of an inheritance, right?
I imagine that there's probably a lot of overlapping mechanisms, but I do know that our banking system does show favoritism based on political leanings. You know, people who are going to support them are going to get lower interest rates and loans forgiven more often. And those who are opponents to them will be basically sucked dry, because the whole point of keeping the population poor is to keep them helpless and unable to stand up against the oligarchs.
Exactly. Well, how about Bill Gates and the connection between him and IBM? Do you know anything about that?
You're talking about the very early days?
The very early days.
The very early days. Well, my understanding is that Bill Gates actually bought the DOS from another programmer completely and then was able to make the deal with IBM, which was struggling to catch up with Apple. And they basically made the deal where Microsoft got a residual off of every machine sold, and it was a sweetheart deal for Microsoft, but IBM didn't have a choice. They either went with Microsoft or they let Steve Jobs and Apple pull further ahead.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your knowledge.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, China has issued a warning to Taiwan not to allow a visit by the Dalai Lama. And at this point, it almost seems kind of they're making a mountain out of a molehill. He's an 80-year-old monk. Yes, he's a separatist. He wants an independent Tibet. He's never made any bones about that. But I think China's actually calling more attention to the issue of Tibetan independence by kicking up a fuss than by just ignoring it with dignity. And it's not like there isn't going to be something else in Taiwan that's going to dominate the headlines anyway. They've got a major typhoon that's causing huge amounts of damage over there. Top diplomats from the U.S., Japan, and South Korea are going to meet to decide what to do about North Korea. Obviously, North Korea is not being invited to this meeting. And what's going on here is that Barack Obama has succeeded in destroying the tenuous relationship they had with the Philippines over this issue of how drug dealers should be treated. Now, remember, Barack Obama is a president who does not hesitate to send drones into countries we are not actually at war with and just blow up random innocent people. And yet, he got very upset over the Philippines' decision to try and deal with the drug corruption in their country by simply gunning down the drug dealers in the streets. That's their country, and it's their decision to make. And Obama got on his high horse and he chastised the president. And the president said, okay, we're going to ask your troops to get on out. And we're going to start buying our weapons from Russia and China instead of the U.S. So if Obama was planning on using the issue of the Philippines and the South China Sea as his backdoor to war with China, he just lost that. And that's why they're all starting to gang up on North Korea. They're going to, North Korea will be our backdoor to war with China because we've got to get rid of that yuan, especially the gold-backed yuan. It's the enemy of everything we hold dear in the United States of America, meaning those pretty printed pieces of paper coming out of the Federal Reserve. Now, the House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to block any more releases of prisoners from Guantanamo, including the 20 that have already been cleared for release. House Resolution 5351, introduced by Indiana Republican Jackie Walorski, passed with 244 votes in favor, 174 opposed. The reason they don't want these people released from Guantanamo is we know from somebody who was released before, Binyam Mohammed, far worse things have been done to these people than waterboarding. Their bodies carry very telling scars. They are an embarrassment to the U.S. before the eyes of the world. And that's why the House is going on and saying, we're going to keep them locked up until they just die. Multiple human rights groups, including Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch and the American Civil Liberties Union, have launched a campaign to urge President Obama to pardon former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden. It's a good idea. He deserves it. I remember a time when being a whistleblower was something to be proud of, and being a traitor wasn't considered a prerequisite for holding elected office in this country. And today it's completely reversed. Law-abiding citizens, those who are trying to do the right thing, are punished, and the guilty are protected. James. And it will not happen, because right now, what the U.S. government is more afraid of than an informed general population are more whistleblowers, and they are out there. And so they have to make an example and say, you know, you don't dare talk about what you know, or you're going to spend your life living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. So Obama will not issue the pardon. If he does, it'll be on his last day in office when he just won't care any longer. And I hope he does. I would like to see pardons for Edward Snowden, Leonard Peltier, he just had another birthday, Mumia Al-Jabbar. All of the victims of our corrupt system deserve an immediate pardon. So let's talk about the economy now. Things are not doing very well. Let's talk about Wells Fargo. As you know, there was a big, huge scandal, one of many. They've also been caught in laundering drug money again. But this was the one about the fine of $185 million by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and other regulators, because Wells Fargo had a program of creating accounts without authorization for their customers to boost their sales goals, receive bonuses, and churn the accounts to make more money for themselves. And some 5,300 employees have been fired in connection with this fraud, and the CEO is refusing to resign. The executive in charge of this whole churning operation has retired with something like $125 million golden parachute. What kind of a society are we living in where the obvious criminals are being treated so well? It's a criminal society. A criminal government yields a criminal society. The narcocracy has poisoned our entire system all the way down to the basement. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials here. And when we come on back, more about the economic news.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before I take this next phone call, I just want to point something out to all of you. When these banks get caught engaging in fraud and they pay a fine of some kind and nobody goes to jail, or maybe somebody retires with a $125 million golden parachute, who ultimately pays for all this? You, as a customer of the bank, ultimately pay for it all. Lower interest on your savings account, if you still have interest on your savings account at all. Higher fees for services. They always pass it on down so that people who are completely unconnected with the fraud are the ones who pay the costs. All right, let's go to Chip in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Chip, are you there? Going once, twice. All right, I guess Chip hung up. Getting on back to the economy here, Moscow and Tehran are working on opening a joint bank to boost investment and trade between their two countries. They will not be going through the U.S. dollar. They just announced that. Now, down in Zimbabwe, you probably remember Zimbabwe became notorious for out-of-control inflated currencies, leading to paper notes that actually said $100 trillion on them. and it was out of control, and Zimbabwe dropped the notes. There was never a quadrillion-dollar note, which is a shame. I wanted one for the wall. And they started pegging their currency to the U.S. dollar. Well, apparently that's not working out for them very well, and so Zimbabwe is going back to printing its own dollar notes. And they may be looking at delinking from the U.S. dollar and giving their own economy another try. Now, we've been talking about pensions, certainly in the context of Scott Walker. We know that there's a pension crisis all over the country. How did this come about? Well, it was very simple. Back in 2008, during the mortgage-backed security fraud, Wall Street's pet ratings agencies rated these mortgage bundles AAA, which made it legal for pension funds to invest in them. Now, pension funds, retirement funds, anything dealing with the elderly American have serious restrictions on them because their clientele are people who are too old to start all over and rebuild their lives again. And so they're constrained to AAA investments only. And Wall Street's firms declared the mortgage-backed security bundles as AAA. The pension funds all invested in them. The fraud collapsed and pensions were defunded all across the country. And politicians don't want to point the finger of blame at Wall Street because they need Wall Street to seek higher office. And they simply turn around and say, you pensioners are demanding too much. You're living too long. You're just this unexpected cost. Now, up in Chicago, where they have a major pension shortfall, their solution is another tax on the people. The residents of Chicago are going to be taxed to replace the money that once was in Chicago's pensions and is now in the pockets of the Wall Street bankers. Sort of reminds me of that cartoon, you know, where the outhouses one on top of the other. The leaders, and then you. All right, I guess we've got Chip in North Carolina back. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I called today to see if you could explain to me exactly what's going to happen with this internet turnover of the IP or the names. Also, I'd like to find out if you think that certain websites might go offline, and would it be possible for us to still access those internet sites using the FTP addresses?
Well, you can certainly use the IP addresses as long as the server is not using what's called virtual domain naming, which is where one IP services several websites. And my website is set up to be reachable by the IP. I set it up that way.
What is that number?
Okay, you know, I'll tell you what. We're going to have to take a break for commercials. Stay on the line. And I will come back and give you that information. As far as the transfer from the U.S. to ICANN, it's really being overblown. The rest of the world has wanted the U.S. to let control of that for some time. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Chip in North Carolina. Now, first of all, the U.S., which basically created the internet, the ARPANET, has up until recently maintained control over the IP address space and domain naming. And for a very long time, the rest of the world has been saying it should be handled by an international body. So that's basically what this transfer is about. It's managing that namespace. Now, the only way you can disconnect a domain from its IP is you have to hack what's called the DNS, the domain name system. And probably when you're setting up your computer, they said you had to get a DNS server put in there, which is a computer that takes the name, whatreallyhappened.com, and maps it to the actual IP address, which is how it finds the physical hardware. So in the case of our situation, I've set up the server for whatreallyhappened.com as a single user server. This use of IP to reach a website doesn't work with servers that host multiple domains and actually use the domain name to choose which directory they're going to when the HTTP server serves up the paper, but the page rather. The number for whatreallyhappened.com, if you want to write it on down, is 173.236.29.251. And that will take you to the main page. Is it possible that they'll try and shut the internet down some way? Well, they can't shut it all down because too much of our economic activity is now online.
Yeah, right.
So what they have to do is find some way to justify shutting off independent media selectively without raising the problems of First Amendment violations. And we already know that Hillary Clinton's talking about it. We're seeing this is becoming a constant theme coming out of the federal government and the corporate media, that they're absolutely terrified that they can't control the minds of the population anymore. And they're trying to figure some way that they can do that.
What I was thinking.
Well, you know, it's been tried before, but ultimately people who want to know the truth are going to find their ways around those blockades. China tried to impose internet censorship some years ago, and it didn't work because people who wanted to find the truth were always able to find ways around it. The only way you can silence an independent media outlet, is go in and physically destroy the machine. But you can buy a new machine and set it up again, even with a different name. It's not going to go away. And what's really interesting, there are a lot of parallels between what's going on today and what happened when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing and made books affordable to the middle class. Literacy exploded. The population was better informed. Those institutions that could evolve and adapt to a new reality of a better educated, better informed population survived. Those institutions who couldn't adapt and adjust went extinct. And we're going to see a repeat of that. And back in Gutenberg's time, they were desperate to try and get it under control, try and smash all the printing presses. The first person to do an English translation of the Bible was literally burned at the stake for doing so. That was before Gutenberg's version of the Bible came on out. It actually triggered the King James Bible, because by the time of Gutenberg, every church had rewritten the Bible to suit whatever their own particular theology was. Some of it was a little bit out there. And people were going from one church to the next and saying, wait a minute, this isn't what the last priest was saying. So they had to unify all the religious texts, and that's what led to the King James Bible.
Okay, so you don't see much of a problem with that.
I don't think they can pull it off. And I'm going to keep on doing what I do until they find a way. Well, they're trying all the time. They're trying to crash my server on a daily basis now.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Okay, Mike. Well, I sure appreciate your time, and I love your show. You keep going.
All right. Thank you very much. And, we're going to keep on going until either the nation is restored to a true republic with a democratically elected government. That's it. That's the goal here. Now, Donald Trump was out there wagging his finger at Ford for moving the last of its small car production down to Mexico. And remember, all these auto companies, they got all this money during the auto bailout following the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud crash, and they took all that taxpayer money, and instead of creating jobs for the American taxpayers, they used the money to build new factories in other countries. And Donald Trump has this line that he keeps repeating to immense laughter, saying, you know, it used to be cars were made in Flint and you couldn't drink the water in Mexico, and today the cars are made in Mexico and you can't drink the water in Flint. And he's absolutely right. That is a real measure of America's decline. Now, over in France, the labor reform strikes have come on back. It was a major, major problem. They're back again. Because even though Parliament has approved the labor reforms, the unions are still not happy. Because the labor reforms are basically all at the bidding of the European Union Commission, which is to lower wages and salaries and cut benefits in order to give more money to the European Central Bank. And so the French strikes are back. Good for them. causing all kinds of chaos at the airports. Meanwhile, over in Germany, violent crashes continue to break out between locals and refugees in these German towns. And Merkel is on the verge of unleashing literally the army to pacify the unruly public. How dare you not do what I tell you to do? And the mayor of Bautzen, Alexander Ahrens, has said that this is all because of Merkel just opening the borders and not having any caps or controls of people coming on in. And this includes the arrests of people who are linked to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and he's saying this is Merkel's doing. Now, Germany and a lot of the other countries in the European Union have been trying to deal with this rape epidemic with some pretty lame PR stunts. Anti-rape tattoos, wristbands, posters. To nobody's surprise, none of it is working. In fact, those wristbands, I don't want to be molested. The rapists are collecting those things like trophies. They'll have 10 or 20 up the arm. Look at this. This is it's amazing here. Bavaria's interior minister is out there chastising Merkel because of the arrest of refugees linked to ISIS. It's an ugly, ugly situation. And a lot of it's being driven by George Soros. Now, one of our alert listeners sent in an article where apparently Soros' main leap into billionaire status came from a little stunt he pulled with the Bank of England some years ago where he shorted the British pound. And he made a huge amount of money. And in the process, the British pound suffered and the British people suffered. And you can read the whole story because it's up there on whatreallyhappened.com. But George Soros, I guess he's hitting the panic button. His dream of a global government and a single golden throne of planet Earth on which his butt will be sitting is in serious trouble. And he's out there literally issuing a warning to Europe, accept refugees or face extinction. I mean, that's a pretty extreme threat to be making. What are you going to do, George? Nuke the whole place? The people of Europe are concerned that they face extinction because they're being overwhelmed by all these people from all these other countries. Now, the White House has set a new goal of 40,000 additional refugees from the Near East and South Asia. Just bring them all in. They're just trying to blur all the different groups together so they can drop those borders. And they're very upset that all of the problems being caused by these refugees and illegal immigrants and the rest of it are actually triggering a strong nationalistic fervor all across Europe and even here in the United States of America. There's literally an agenda to erase our cultural, regional, ethnic, religious identity. They're even trying to get us confused over which bathroom to use over there at the Target stores. Now they're trying to, they banned the Confederate flag as a symbol of hate. Now they're trying to ban the Gadsden flag as a symbol of hate. That's the flag used by the Tea Party and a lot of American patriot groups because it's a symbol of the American Revolution. But that's why they want it gone. People just aren't going along with that model there. And again, it represents the core failure of liberalism. This idea that if they just control the environment to a fine enough degree, that our brains will operate the way they think they should operate. All of this goes back to Margaret Mead's coming of age in Samoa, which claimed that the Samoans did not go through the trauma of adolescence, hence it was a product of the environment and not human nature. Except the book was a fraud. But it's still the foundation of the entire liberal political philosophy. Margaret Mead is still lionized. But she made so many mistakes in the book. It's been discredited. And that's why, despite all this unisex nonsense and bathroom nonsense and all the rest of it, girls still act like girls, boys still act like boys. And that's why this whole blend everybody together into a giant global clot of humanity with no sense of who they are is not working out. They want to destroy our sense of identity, because if you don't have a strong sense of who you are easier to control. That's the agenda behind that. Now, over at the Ninth Circuit Court, there's been a decision handed down which has serious ramifications for all these ranchers whose lands are being taken by the Bureau of Land Management. And the Ninth Circuit Court has just ordered the U.S. government to prove federal subject matter jurisdiction. And this is a very, very telling point, because up until now, the Bureau of Land Management has assumed subject matter jurisdiction. They simply go on in and say, we have jurisdiction over this property. And what really complicates the issue is that Congress actually passed a law some time ago saying that lands that the Bureau of Land Management were trying to control and own did actually belong to the private citizens. Remember, in the Constitution, they have that enclave clause. The federal government is not allowed to own land other than what is under federal buildings or federal infrastructure, like airports, harbors, military bases. And the reason the Founding Fathers did that was to prevent a situation of a government that gets itself into hideous debt, getting out of that debt by stealing the property of the American people and selling it as if it was their own, which is what our current government is doing, or they're leasing it up to Russia for the uranium ore underneath it in exchange for generous donations to the Clinton Charitable Foundation here. So, all right, we're going to take a phone call. Roseanne in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I hate to keep on belaboring this subject, but you guys were talking about George Soros earlier, and I had read some articles last week on him that I found kind of interesting. His dad, well, he was born in Budapest, mm-hmm. and his daddy was a prisoner of war during World War One and after World War One, and he escaped. But when he was in the prison camps, the prisoners learned a language called Esperanto.
Yes.
And then it says, its creators whose hope was to allow people to transcend nationality and understanding and facilitate global peace. So his daddy taught him all this stuff and taught him that language. And then mm-hmm. after the war, or after World War II, and he went to England penniless, and he really did pull himself up by his bootstraps, so to speak, and went through school, got a bachelor's or master's, but he actually studied under a philosopher named Karl Popper, who's came up with the original term of open society. So mm-hmm. those are the places that he's getting all this from, their lifelong held tenets, so to speak, and So that's why he's doing what he's doing. He is something he really believes in and he grew up with, and he thinks this is the way the world should be. And it's kind of interesting when you try to find out where people are coming from. It's like, what is wrong with this cat, and why does he keep on trying to undermine all these different countries? And it's because he has this view of the world that he wants everybody to be like this.
Well, you know, there throughout history, there have always been people with these fantasies of a utopian society.
Yep.
But that's all they are. They're fantasies. And just like the liberals miscalculating with Margaret Mead, there are practical considerations. First and foremost, the reason I'm opposed to a single global government is looking at the kind of people who aspire to office in our national imperial governments, like Washington, D.C., Brussels, and so forth. And the idea of having a single all-powerful ruler of the planet...
Very naive at best.
It's very naive. They're not going to be good people. They're going to do anything they can to get that office, and once they have that office, they're going to do anything with it. Look at the model of the European Union, which was supposed to be a stepping stone toward that that globalist utopia.
Yeah, and that was a dress rehearsal, and it was a disaster.
That's yep. exactly it. It began as a free trade zone, and then it mutated into this hideous dictatorship, and the same exact thing would happen to a global government. And that is why I think that humanity and civilization is best served by a world with 1,000 little tiny nations all about the same size, taking yep. care of their own people, and doing some trade and tourism across the borders, where nobody is big enough to be causing a problem for anybody else.
And how do you find out a character of a man? Give him power.
Yes, absolutely. Character is how they behave when they don't think anybody is looking.
Absolutely. Have a good one, Michael. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. You know, like that mayor we were talking about, was sex with a four-year-old girl? I mean, that's the guy's character. Anybody can pose in front of a camera or a microphone and put on a convincing show that they're a good person. Look at Hillary. How they behave in private, how they behave when they don't think anybody is watching, that is the true measure of anybody. And yes, you find out what people are really like when they get power. So, all right, we're coming up here on another commercial break. When we come on back, we're going to be talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, efforts to control and censor the news on the internet, politics and corruption, all that usual stuff that we have. Death, grief, sorrow, murder, followed by a fashion show. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. Not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I guess we know where Lindsey Graham is getting his marching orders, because former Defense Minister Yalon of Israel is also out there saying that $38 billion is nowhere near enough. You Americans just have to come up with more, you know, because otherwise you're all just a bunch of anti-Semites who want Hitler to come back and gas the Jewish babies in the ovens if you don't give us all your money. Greedy, 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 greedy. All right, now then, we're talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline. The police have moved in. Arrests are being made. I've sent emails to some of the people I know who are up there to make sure that they're okay. Unicorn Riot is one of these organized groups that is broadcasting live video of the standoff. And they're now saying Facebook has been cutting off their link from livestream.com. And it's another reminder that those who are in charge of this social media platform are now presuming to decide for us what we shall see and what we shall hear. And I think at some point there needs to be a pushback. And maybe it's because they are privately owned companies. But we need to stop going through them. We need to basically take back our ability to communicate with each other and not go through these corporations, which are now openly and actively choosing to filter content to favor the government and the corporations here. Now, the corporate media is in trouble. As we mentioned earlier in the show, they're out there saying the independent media has just become overwhelming at getting the truth out to the public. Gannett just laid off more than 100 employees at their New Jersey media company it recently purchased, which explains the flood of resumes I'm getting in my email here. But no, if you work for the corporate media, even if I had the money to hire somebody, being in the corporate media is not what I would call a sterling recommendation here. So let's talk about human-caused global warming. It is now snowing in Tahoe here in September, and it's just a little dusting, but it's arriving early, as the old Farmer's Almanac said that it would. Now, remember, one of the major pushbacks by, or rather propaganda pushes by Al Gore and his ilk, the carbon Nazis, was this idea that the sea level is going to rise. It's going to rise up and it's going to flood the coastal areas. And of course, Al Gore went and bought himself a new seaside house out in Southern California. So obviously he wasn't very confident of that whole situation. But we're looking at this article. This is from CNS News. There have now been four independent, separate studies looking at sea level, and they've all come to the same conclusion. There is no observable sea level effect from man-made global warming. We're going to take a break here for our top of the hour identification, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.